Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today I'm a guest on Dan McGuire's Right at Home Home Care Health Show. He talks to me about how to keep his seniors that are his clients healthy so they don't end up in a nursing home, end up in a long-term care facility, end up hopefully maintaining their own independence. This also helps not only his clients, which are seniors, but also his clients' kids who have to walk through this process along with local community members, along with everyone in the world, for one. So overall, we talk about initially is that how to educate our overall patients or clients, keeping them healthy, understanding what they can do on their own. At that point, they don't have health conditions, along with forming habits and how that's important, having a routine habits. So as we age, at that point, the habits may change to be more specific on our diet, our nutrition, our attitude, our overall exercise routine too. At that point, we form a plan and stick to that routine to keep ourselves healthy long term. Also talk about what I do as a chiropractor, what to expect from me as a chiropractor, especially as a senior, how we help seniors stay healthy by educating them first of all, and from then working through workshops too, I've done in the past locally, to help these workshops understand the community members how to stay healthy on their own and what it takes, especially what exercises to do. All right, so hope you enjoyed this talk. Again, the show notes has the overall highlights. Goes if you want to. Dan McGuire is one of my favorite guys in the world. He was my golf instructor before. Now he helps seniors with overall health. At that point, realize his goal is to help people stay healthy. All right, so enjoy the talk. I'll wrap it up afterwards.
Welcome in, everybody. Dan McGuire with Right at Home In-Home Care and Assistance. And wanted to bring a video to you talking about health and wellness. And just a wonderful person in our community who's been doing it the right way for a long time. I've had the privilege of knowing him probably coming up on 10 years or so now. Yep. Through an association of friends, family, community, and professionally. And I'll tell you this, when it comes to your well-being, your state of mind, your health, there's none other better than Dr. Anthony Rakovic from Euclid Chiropractic. So he's phenomenal. Welcome in, Anthony. Thank you, doctor, for being here. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into your business, and some of those insights.
Sure. I've been in practice for about 17 years now. Been here in my office about 15 years as a partner with Dr. Weaver at Euclid Chiropractic Clinic. And we're knuckling off a foothill and Euclid. A lot of it is we've gone from a practice to, okay, treat people, get them healthy, worry about personal referrals inside, not a big deal, gone from more of an educational practice. What we do is we give our patients now exercises to get them healthier outside the office, because we realize as chiropractors, we're treating their spine for maybe 15 minutes in the office. Treatment doesn't take very long. What are you doing outside the office for the next 23 hours and 45 minutes a day? Get your back either or neck either healthier or putting stress on their body. So our job now, the last 11 years, is putting my stuff on social media, videos, doing workshops outside the office too, working with the community up in Chamber where we met too, where we deal a lot with, and even meeting more personal professional relationships to get people to understand what we do as, for the community, but also for their own personal health too.
Man, that's you guys do a lot out of your office, and I like how you focus on the other 23 hours. And it's definitely a coaching mentality as opposed to come in, here's a quick treatment, and hopefully I see you again in a week. You know,
well, yeah, I did talk with another chiropractor in Laverne last week, and a lot of it we focus on is education. Is how we, as doctors, that's our goals. How do we educate our patients to get healthy and over time become their best doctor on their own, so you know what to do for their body to stay healthy? That's the plan.
Yeah, and I think there's so many people focused on fitness and what they eat. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear people all the time, well, I got to get to the gym. They have all these gym memberships and there's a gym on every corner, just like a coffee shop. But I think, you know, they're just kind of following the leader of what other people in general do, and they don't really attack their specific fitness and well-being from a cardiovascular standpoint, from a fitness standpoint, from a rehab standpoint, you know, from just their bone density. I mean, everybody's different. And I think they need to speak with somebody who can tailor, you know, their health, well-being, and their fitness levels to them, you know, from an overall health basis, not just, you know, a fitness aspect. So in my time dealing with you, learning from you, you know, you get to do, I see you do a lot of different things. I see you run, I see you bike, you know, I watch what you eat. And you still have a great time, and you look phenomenal. It looks like you feel phenomenal, and so it's obviously working.
Well, it's something to where a lot of it is when you look at the big picture, yeah, I might work out, say, an hour a day, but I go eat 5 cheeseburgers at night. Yeah, even though our minds may rationalize why that's okay, in the long run, it doesn't help our inside body. How do we keep our arteries good? How do we keep our overall intestines? So when we get into our 30s, 40s, and 50s, even older, our body can have a longer longevity inside and stay healthy, not just how we look or how we feel, but things we sometimes we can't feel.
You know, you key into something in our industry. You know, people ask us all the time, what should I expect when we age? Am I going to go into an assisted living? What are the chances of me developing some form of cognitive impairment within the dementia world? You know, am I going to be able to be mobile? Am I going to be able to walk without a walker? And so it kind of leads me into different talking points that I discuss with Right at Home. It's really a physical long-term care insurance policy to go visit somebody with your knowledge from a chiropractic standpoint, from just a nutritionist and you know, physical fitness aspect, all around health. And so I tell people all the time, you know, when you're 30, 40, 50, kind of what you just mentioned, you know, when you're in your younger years, you're probably able to get away with a lot. Mm-hmm. But we really don't know what's going on in the inside of our body. You know, we've been able to absorb all the impacts of the daily grind. And that daily grind can be just sitting in a chair for 6 to 8 hours a day or longer. And I know, just based on my talks from you, that has some major, major negative effects. If you're not sitting with proper posture, you're not getting up and stretching, allowing the elasticity with your muscles and your body to be balanced. And so I tell people all the time, I said, look, if you're going to invest in your future, you got to look at yourself from a physical and a medical standpoint physically. It's not just financial. We can buy care, but no amount of money, I can't swallow dollar bills and say, all right, I'm going to be great. No, I have to work and I have to see a professional.
Well, a lot of it is if mostly people have medical insurance, correct?
Yeah. Okay.
The problem is medical insurance covers when you have a heart attack, when you have a cancer, when you have a medical condition that's more aggressive, to where can we prevent that? There is a certain point we can lower our risk for those by doing the work and staying healthy and sometimes reinvesting some of our cash or earnings as an ROI, return on investment, by seeing a chiropractor, by seeing a medical doctor, by getting blood work done, by doing things we can't do in a gym. Allows us to be more efficient with our time, even with our medications or with our supplements, to make sure you're doing the right things. I don't want to spend $100 a month on supplements, but realizing they're not even working for me at all. Can I spend $100 to go see a chiropractor, medical doctor, nutritionist, to make sure I'm doing the right things for them? So overall, they see the benefit of understanding, okay, what am I doing that's efficient or inefficient with my monies? So in the long run, 5-10 years from now, I have a better health system. I have a better routine, a habit system. So my overall body can last another 15, 20, 30, 40 years.
You mentioned habits. And, you know, for me, I'm definitely a creature of habit. You know, for me, my struggle has always been diet. You know, I've always been able to gorge and eat whatever I want. It could be ice cream, cake, sweets, love breads, love pasta. I
jealous
love
food. Jealous.
Food. So I love the carbs. You know, I just recently turned 38. And it's sneaking up on me. Mm. And I know I have to work twice as hard just to maintain. So I think we all have to have a balance, and I got to work harder. And it definitely takes its toll when I get up in the morning. And, you know, if I don't stretch, my lower back hurts. If I don't stretch my hamstrings, you know, I feel it. I definitely feel it. I've always drank a lot of water, so I don't have that issue. I stay away from a lot of the sodas and high fructose corn syrups and that sort of thing. But my issue has always been diet. And to break that habit, that's hard for people. You have to develop different habits that create phenomenal balance within your life. Can you speak on that at all?
Well, a lot of it is you want to feel, when you change a habit to where, okay, here's my weakness, maybe my diet or my exercise, my daily routine. If that's my weakness, realize that your body is used to that as your normal. You want to feel uncomfortable when you change your habits it may take you 3, 4, 6 weeks to do that. Realize if you're not uncomfortable, right, you're not working as hard, so your body's not going to get the results. Your body has to be stressed at a certain amount. Maybe, for example, diet allows you to, okay, if I'm used to eating ice cream every day, and if I cut back, I'm going to cut back maybe every day, and I'm going to cut down maybe once a week, I'm going to feel like I'm missing something every night if I eat ice cream at night. That's a good feeling to have. How to replace that with something like a piece of fruit. Do something. Don't just try to deprive yourself of everything. How do I change that food into a better food for me so I feel I'm doing something healthier for my body? Maybe exercise too. If I'm not used to working out, say 5 days a week or 3 days a week, that second, third day you work out, like, man, doesn't feel good, I don't want to do it. When you say I don't want to do it, change that around to I should do it because I want to feel a result in 3 to 4, 6 weeks. So give yourself time to change your mindset of what comfort is for you. What uncomfortable is will get your results with uncomfortable. You're as comfortable as where you were, where you want to change.
Yeah, for me, that would make a lot of sense because, you know, I like consumption. I like to eat. And so to replace it with something that's probably healthy for me, you know, then it's a win-win. Mm-hmm. So I love that. Going into your office realm, if somebody wanted to get some form of chiropractic services, but maybe fear a little bit, they don't know what it is, what can someone expect by reaching out to you, Dr. Tony?
Good. Well, we do a very thorough exam. We do all the intake paperwork. And if someone needs it, we can take an x-ray of their spine if they have back pain or neck pain to see what's going inside. Again, stuff we can't see may be the reason why you're causing more injuries, not feeling well, feeling bad posture, feeling tight or sore all the time. So the x-rays tell us exactly where the bones are working in either good alignment or bad alignment to cause normal joint motion. And if there's normal joint motion, there's normal muscle motion where you feel comfortable and you feel relaxed. If you feel tight or sore anywhere, our job is to see is an underlying cause being the bone, being the nerve, causing those issues. And from there, what we do is walk through a series of maybe treatments, maybe not treatments, but also exercises that for you, customized exercises to make sure that part of your body feels more relaxed over time. So we start with stretching and strengthening over time too. We want to make sure initially is how do we diagnose the problem properly? How do you find the cause of your problem? Most likely someone comes in our office, not because they had their first injury, their first soreness, because they've had it consistently. Now they're figuring out, okay, I'm not getting better. Why is it a chronic problem? And my job is seeing is their posture, is there a spinal problem inside, you can see with the x-rays, is there muscle tightness somewhere, is muscle imbalance? We want to look at the whole picture of the person, not just that injury. If someone has a neck injury, I'm going to look at their posture of their overall body, of their shoulders, of their overall posture of their upper body and lower body together, even their feet, to see what's going on with their whole person causing injuries, even their lifestyle too. Like you'd mentioned before, do they sit a lot? Do they work out a lot? Are they physical labor? And how long is their drive to work or back? So at that point, look at the whole picture of the person's lifestyle, not just the injury point.
I love that. You know, when I used to do a lot of teaching in the golf industry, there were two different types of teachers. There was a method teacher, and then there was a fix-it teacher. And the fix-it teacher tend to make a lot of money because they would just do a quick fix, but it never fixed the overall problem. So my philosophy was to try to teach somebody to teach themselves, which from a business plan standpoint is horrible because I'm never going to see those people again after, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, or whatever their overall plan is. But it's the right way to do it because then they could successfully play their game for the rest of their life healthy, and they learn what to do. So it sounds like there's some comparable traits with what you do in your practice. You know, I come in and say, you know, I felt like I slept weird on my neck, it really hurts. You know, you start looking at, well, how often do you sleep? You know, what position are you sleeping in? What do you do throughout the day that could be causing this tension? And you change the whole lifestyle of that person, start to get them to focus on it. And man, I think that's the right way to do it. I appreciate it.
Well, and a lot that we're talking about is like with especially with coaching or educating, the same thing we do here. A lot of it is you want them to start thinking, okay, what's my body? How do I become my best, in my sense, my best doctor for myself so I know how to treat this next time? So I know what I'm doing right or wrong. And then if I swing my club, which I'm a hacker out there sometimes, is a lot of it is, hey, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? What's my setup like? What am I doing to stretch? What am I doing to prepare myself for the game or the game of my health, and make sure as I'm talking these questions, I'd like to do with their coaching too. The questions are meant to not only educate me about their health, but also get them to understand when you ask the questions to yourself every day, you're your best barometer. How are you doing from day one, day two, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and all the way through life?
Yeah, and I think I could relate that to, you know, pretty much everything. I always tell people, look, if you're going to build a pizza, you got to start with the dough. You got to have a foundation, and you have to have that foundation to build off of so you can throw the sauce in, then sprinkle a little cheese, a little mozzarella, then all the toppings.
Yeah,
and then
you're left with events, right? Yeah.
And then you got a great tasting pizza. But, you know, that's balance in my mind. I'm always talking about balance. What kind of organizations or community presence are you involved with, Dr. T?
Well, before all this shutdown happened, I've been doing workshops at the Gibson Center in downtown Upland since 2015, 2016, once a month. I've been recently, last couple years, I've done also a workshop at the Brookdale North Euclid off of Euclid here for their center too. A lot of it is when I do these talks is it's about how do you have neck pain exercises, relief exercises, low back exercises. A lot of it is too is motion and also flexibility. So these are seniors that I want to be active, but they, because they're active, as we all do, sometimes they have a risk of causing an injury that can be short-term or long-term. And sometimes as we have injuries, sometimes things get tighter, we get sometimes anxious or scared of doing the same exercise again. So my job is walk them through a routine of stretching first, very mild stretching, maybe on the floor, maybe in a chair, and then from there, going to walk and going to something more physical. And my exercises are not very complicated, but it's doing, again, like we talked about before, routinely every day to get yourself healthy, and then over time, every other day, to get strong and stay healthy. My job is almost to make sure that people have a routine going, we talked about earlier, so they can get that routine going for their health, for their body, and learn what else they can do to stay healthy for a long period of time. And how old you are, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Man, that's great. And I know you also speak and educate the youth. Mm-hmm. I've seen you speak at high schools and try to get individuals to start thinking early on in their lives, especially even individuals who might even be thinking about getting into the medical world for their career. I think you start opening up some eyes. And I know in the last probably, 10, 15 years, we've kind of evolved into more of a fitness mentality. And I think it's really good for everybody, but I think we're missing a little component. There's definitely an internal health and wellness component. It's not just about building muscles or losing weight, because there's so many different ways you can do that. It's about being healthy and being able to live out your days with strength, with balance, with dexterity, so you can go do the things you're preparing to do when you retire. So, in that light, if anybody's out there a little bit concerned about their health or well-being, definitely go hit up Dr. Tony Rakovic from Euclid Chiropractic, because he'll steer you the right way. He'll help you evolve from within so you can understand what you need to do, create great habits, and just to get healthier, stronger. And it will change your life. So I definitely recommend seeing Dr. T over at Euclid Chiropractic. Doctor, thank you for coming in on our little health and wellness video here. What number can somebody reach you at?
Sure, it is in my background here. Give me a second. It's, I think, 981-5666 for local community, 909 area code, 981-5666. Even just give us a call. I can always send you videos on how to stretch and what to work on at home too. I put a couple of videos out recently with the pandemic going on for the Gibson Center, because they want to send it out to their clientele. A lot of it is, I think it's 4 pain relief exercises, 5 better back exercises for one. So again, things you can do at home on your own, especially if you are kind of shut in right now too, to make your body healthier. And again, when we get healthier, a lot of it is the mindset too. When you get healthier, we're going to feel better inside. So overall, our mindset gets better too. So a lot of it is, can we do enough for our body, make, and like you said before too, our connection of the body and mind, so everything works together properly?
Well, I appreciate the coaching. I appreciate the insight. I appreciate what you do for our community, Doc. And I know we'll see each other soon. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting us here at Right at Home.
Anytime. And
again, everybody, if you need somebody to steer you the right way when it comes to your body, mind, and soul, because I know he helps me there too. Go see Dr. Anthony Rakovic from Euclid Chiropractic.
Can we live forever? Probably not. The goal is, can we live a high quality of life while we're here on this planet by keeping ourselves healthy now? Wherever you are, 30s, 20s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, it can go on. At that point, can you keep yourself healthy where you are and maintain a better state of health by seeking out either professional help for myself, being a chiropractor, Dan McGuire being experienced in the healthcare field with seniors? At that point, pick our brains, figure out how we can help you stay healthy long term. At that point, we live a long-term quality life. The show notes has, again, the highlights of the overall topics we talked about today, along with show notes from my previous podcast and videos, too. If you go to those, keep yourself healthy, my friends. Have a good week, and I'll see you next week.